kind of nice. I want to ask you about this, all right? So Daniel Radcliffe has reached out to Danny McLaughlin, who's playing the young Harry Potter in the new series that they're currently making. And he's done something which is kind of unique. Imagine being able to just, like, reach out to your younger self and give yourself a little bit of advice. Because he sent a letter to little Dominic saying, you'll have a great time being Harry Potter, and even maybe a better time than I had. So it was kind of like nice advice, you know, enjoy it, and this, that, and the other. So it kind of got us thinking, what if you could send a letter to Una or yourself?
My younger self?
Yeah, your younger self. What would you say to your younger self? Be it an advice or just maybe a good joke? Like, embrace farts and lift, they're funnier than you think.
Well, I've always embraced farts. And
this is very true.
Yeah.
So what would you say? 087-110-207.
I would say, Una, he's not mysterious. He's just thick. And listen to yourself.
I'm trying to think about who you're talking about.
I'm not talking about you.
Oh.
Why would I ever think you're mysterious? You absolute looter.
Sure, if you don't break your neck when you laugh like that, Mrs. Oh my God. So
oh yeah, and step away from the tweezers. God, step away from the tweezers. You regret it for the rest of your life.
Why? What did you do with the tweezers?
I balded myself during the noughties brow era.
Sorry, so you balded yourself?
I balded my eyebrows.
Oh, your eyebrows.
My eyebrows. Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know where you were going with the tweezers there for a moment. I'm like, let's go to a clip.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
So that's me.
So step away from the tweezers, and what was the other bit?
He's not mysterious. He's just thick.
Okay. Yeah. 087-110-207. If you could be like Daniel Radcliffe, or if you're just like Harry Potter, you could reach back to a younger Harry Potter, what would you say to yourself? What would be that one piece of advice or something funny that you would say to your younger self? Because you could trick yourself. I'd be like, these are the lottery numbers for this date is what I would do.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
To hell with, like, don't pluck your eyebrows. Pluck them all you like. 087-110-207. We were talking about Daniel Radcliffe off of, you know, Harry Potter, and he had the opportunity to send a letter to the young fella who's playing young Harry Potter, Dominic, and he gave him a little bit of advice, a few wise words, and it was kind of like, imagine being able to actually send a message to your younger self. I know we've all kind of dreamt of it in the past, of like, geez, what would it tell me younger self? Say no more often.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with an Irish goodbye.
No, there's nothing wrong with an Irish goodbye.
Best thing ever.
Yeah.
Lisa was away at a school reunion there at the weekend, and she wished she had an Irish goodbye. Because it was kind of like, all right, I'm going to head now. 20 hours later on, she's still saying goodbye to everyone.
Yeah, no, awkward.
Absolutely amazing time. But what advice would you give your younger self?
Itching powder on the sheets.
I have so many questions. Itching powder on the sheets.
Why?
I don't know. Who's it for? What's it all about? Who are you getting revenge on? Is more my question.
And tell us why. What's the revenge for?
Yeah.
087-110-107. I'm intrigued.
All right, keep them coming. Daniel Radcliffe got the opportunity to, I suppose it was up to him if he wanted to send it off, but he did it. Sent a letter to the guy who's playing the young Harry Potter in the new TV series, Dominic McGlynn. And he's just like, here, here's a little bit of advice. You're going to have fun. You'll probably have a better time than I had at it. And it's kind of really cool that you can actually send it to your little self. So it got us thinking, like, what would you say to your little self if you could send a little message? WhatsApp's on 087-110-207.
My advice to myself as I was younger, listen to those that have experience in life, mm-hmm. and keep away from the bikes.
Keep away from the bikes. They'll break your heart. Actually, do you know what? I probably will go with, don't listen to your mother. Get as many tattoos as you want.
Oh, look at you. You rebel, you.
Well, it's like I waited too late. Not too late. I just waited till, like, only the last few years to get tattoos. And then off the back of that, my mum goes, well, I'll get one as well then. I'm like, geez, we could have done this when I was younger.
That's very cute.
Yeah, isn't it? I'm getting a tattoo. Take pictures, and not just of your face, your knees, also your metabolism and your hairline, it fades. That's from Tom and Leash. Oh my God.
Why would you be telling your younger self that?
Stop. Actually, I would say when you're going out, keep your phone in your pocket. Just keep your phone in your pocket.
Yeah.
Do you know? No, nobody needs to see pictures of your food.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, I was like, why would you keep your phone in your pocket? Why would you put it in your bag? Like, what's he saying?
If I could give one piece of advice to anybody, it would be like, stay away from the DJ. He's there for a reason. He knows what he's doing.
Oh, God. Stop it.
Come on.
Oh, look at your man again. Oh, you wreck my head. I am a top DJ. I know the music. Don't ask me for anything because I know best. I'm the best. Sorry.
You got any advice for your younger self there, Ina?
I told you. Keep away from the tweezers. Put the tweezers down. You'll destroy yourself.
Please do. We should need to get in a time machine.
I'm a top DJ.
Are you on my TV list? Is I Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.